In an ever-changing world, Conscious Co-Creation Productions presents A Voice of Truth, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you have never felt before. Life Changes with Filippo. And now, your host, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you for that introduction, John. Hello, everybody. And yes, indeed, welcome to Life Changes with Filippo. I am Filippo, and today, there's so much to talk about. I get to talk a lot during the week and listen to a lot, read a lot. And when it comes time to deciding what to talk about in these few short minutes, it's always a dilemma for me. Because so much happens, so much changes. And for example, this weekend, have you ever had the experience when there are weekends that you have nothing to do and you're looking for something to do and you can't even find it and nobody wants to do anything with you? And then there are weekends when everybody wants to see you or everybody's inviting you to a party. Well, this weekend was one of those weekends. And there were so many events going on. And there were two I really wanted to go to. And of the two, I had to choose one. I actually chose to go see a screening of the film Fuel with our very own Stacey Hess, our publicist, and who's also the publicist on the movie. And I also went with Kevin Vickery, who is a co-producer on the film Fuel. It's a great movie, and we're going to be having Kevin on the show next week, so make sure to tune in and listen to that one, because there's some amazing stuff coming down the pike, and it's all very exciting. So here I was, because I went to see the screening of this movie, I couldn't go to this other event. And the event was supposed to be very spiritual and very cool and very hip, and it was supposed to be high vibration, and I'm sure it was all of that. But this morning, I got emails from so many of my friends and fans saying, you missed a great show, a great party, a great event, and they sent me pictures. And I looked at the pictures, and it looked like a Buddha fest or an India event, like as in Indian from India, as opposed to American Indian. And that's cool. And I'm into that, and I like that. But I was thinking, well, what was I thinking? Spiritual, high vibration, high frequency is not, to me, just somebody else's culture. Just because they've been here longer and they dress a certain way and they think a certain way and they eat a certain way doesn't make them more spiritual than my culture, our culture. I think we can find a way to be spiritual without embracing somebody else's culture. Now, embracing somebody else's ideas or beliefs, or because they might know more than we do or have been around longer or might be more connected than our culture might be up until now or might have been up until now. I understand that. I'm very much into that too. But that doesn't mean I have to dress like them or eat like them or sing like them or dance like them. And so that's so much of what our show is about, is we don't have to be anything other than what we are to be spiritual or to be part of the changes going on or to be part of a higher vibration or a different dimension or whatever it is. I don't think we have to look a certain way or eat a certain way or dress a certain way. I think some of those things help. But I've noticed that some of my other friends who weren't at this event, for example, and who wouldn't go, won't go because of that. And I don't want to leave anybody out. I want to be with everybody, and I want us all to get along and have fun. And by all means, all of our guests on this show, all of our fans, all of our listeners, all of my friends and family, we just have to be us. And so let's have more events like that where people can dress Indian and Chinese or Japanese, but let's also have more events where people can be themselves and just have fun and raise their vibration just where they are. And I can't think of a better person to have on the show today who is doing just that. Because here is a young lady who's from another culture, very much different from ours, who has beliefs that are very universal, and who, even though her culture is very old, her family might not have subscribed to them, the beliefs that she now espouses to. And so she's bringing them out in a very incredible way. So she comes to us from Estonia, which used to be part of the Soviet Union, and now is happily its very own country. So we'll get to talk to her a little bit about that. From a place where nobody knew her and nobody believed her, and she's now got millions of fans all over the world, and I mean millions. On Facebook, I don't remember how many millions she has on there. YouTube, she's got millions of fans downloading her music and listening to her music. Please welcome to the show a person who I have had the pleasure of spending time with and playing with her very famous and beautiful hair. Please welcome Curly.
Hi, Filippo.
Ciao, Curly.
Ciao. Can you guys hear me very well?
Yes, really well. We hear you like you're in the bathroom. Are you in the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
I loved your little speech there. I think it's very true. I think that people just take life too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm working in the studio, and this amazing, talented, awesome songwriters who, like, live this beautiful life where they can, like, actually go to work and quit work whenever they feel like it, and they can just create. And there we are sitting trying to write a song, and it's serious. It's like, creating shouldn't be serious. It should be fun.
Especially when you have it set up like that. You can come when you want, leave when you want, and create as you want.
Yeah, I mean, how many people actually can just, you know, be happy doing what they're doing? Most people hate their jobs, right?
I'd hate to think that, but there might be some truth to that. There might be some truth to that. I can't speak for most people. But let's, you know, I have to say it's very different talking to you without playing with your hair and without you playing with mine.
I miss your hair, too.
So let's start with Estonia. Tell us about your beautiful country.
Well, my beautiful country is really beautiful when you just look at it, when you're really not in there. The nature is wonderful, and you know, like our beliefs before Christianity were all very fairy foresty, and there's still a lot of power places around. Just beautiful forest, very earthy. But then it was under the occupation of Soviet Union while I was growing up. So the mind state was really, really heavy and dark, and like dreaming almost was a taboo, you know. We even have a saying that if you laugh, right now you laugh, but then later you cry. So it was very, like, very, very suppressive. Is that the word in English?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that
English
is that.
English is amazing.
Thank you. So that is that about my beautiful country.
Okay, so that's where you come from.
Yeah, but it was a little hard for being free, you know. I, like, never felt like I could really be free there.
Hmm. So for someone who felt like they couldn't be free, you were having some very amazing experiences as a child, and you had certain knowings, including as early as 3 years old, right? You remember waking up and seeing a forest, but it wasn't a dream?
Oh, yeah. I woke up when I was 3, and I saw, like, this beautiful, magical... Where did you find that?
I have my ways.
That's funny that you found this one, because I don't think anybody else would ever notice that.
You know me by now.
Yeah, but more it was like, though I did have some really beautiful revelations too when I was little, I just felt like I was in the darkness the whole time.
Hmm.
I was a very depressed child. What were you like when you were little?
You know, it's interesting that you should ask that, because you and I have a similar background, because I know that you're parents and whole family didn't want you to sing and didn't think you should be creating music, and that was my childhood.
You know, I don't think that it was because they didn't think that we should sing, but it was just, you know, sometimes people, when they try to love you, they quite don't know how to.
Right.
But their will is good. You know, sometimes your parents don't know what, like, don't think that what you're doing is right, because they kind of just want to look out for you, and they think that since they've lived longer, they know what's the best for you.
Right.
So it comes from a love place, but it's kind of harmful in a way.
Well, actually, Curly, you took the words right out of my mouth, except for that last phrase. It's kind of harmful, because you and I need to talk about this, and I wish we had hours here on the show, because this is so powerful. What we're touching on here, because I came to realize that it was exactly what I needed. Okay.
Absolutely. I wouldn't change a thing. It's all perfect.
And
this has been molding us like no joy ever could.
Okay. yes, it, I don't know about that. I think we can be molded by joy. We just haven't...
But obstacles just are such great teachers.
Right. And what I hope and trust is that in the future, you and I and all of our listeners and all the people that want to espouse this, we can learn from joy and love and happiness and not have to learn from those kinds of experiences. But
yeah, I think it's happening really soon. I feel like it more and more. You do too, right?
I do. You know... Speaking of things that I found, I'd like to read something real quickly here.
Okay.
This is written by somebody that you know and hopefully love a lot. The world is going through a weird time right now, and so much is changing. I feel the earth shaking every night, and I have been having these... What's that?
Me too. The earth is shaking every night. What's going on?
And I have been having these insane, vivid dreams full of amazing symbols. If you haven't figured it out yet, Curly, these are your words.
Oh, wow.
I am not scared anymore. I think I have really made peace with the universe and myself. Talking about all kinds of spiritual matters isn't interesting anymore. Now it's time to live it. I love that. Now not to wish for the obstacles to disappear, but to completely accept them as the necessary part of our path. We are becoming really beautiful now. Harmful relationships, contracts, us hurting our bodies or creating blocks on our path by having fear in us is over. More than ever, we need to keep our focus burning like a candle in front of us, very bright. Instead of saying no, we need to say yes now and go through the doors that are opening without fearing anything. We set the intention, right? Let the universe deliver what you need. It's been great to us enough to completely trust it. Thank it every day for all the beautiful things you have gotten a chance to see and experience. Notice the little gifts around you. We are so completely protected. Love, Curly.
You know what is crazy? Because I think that sometimes when I write these blogs, it's not me who's writing. So right now I couldn't, like, I didn't recognize that I had written it.
I understand that feeling.
So strange.
And how does it feel?
It just takes you over. It feels like something I would need to hear.
Yes. I have a feeling you just heard it. Take it in. It's yours.
That's awesome. I'm glad you like it.
I love it. And just like you say, notice the little...
I feel like we have to. And I feel like a lot of people that feel like we do don't speak up enough, or don't speak out, how do you say?
Uh-huh. Either way.
You know, it's like something like spirituality is like some weird little thing that like we do on our own. Also, it's like very serious, you know?
Right.
It should be more like, I think that I think that like musicians and artists and who have a lot of eyeballs on them, they kind of have a mission, you know. They kind of like owe it to the world to talk about things that could help somebody. Like if the universe gives you a platform, you kind of owe it to the universe to give a lot back, a lot more than it has given you.
Well, we can't speak for them, but we certainly are doing it right here with you. You have millions and millions of children, especially, but fans all over the world who listen to what you say, and they hear it in your music. And ironically, when I first met you, thanks to one of our producers, Mark Skelton, he says, you have to have Curly on the radio. And then I met you, and of course, you're beautiful and you're fun. And the first thing I asked you, I said, do you write happy, uplifting music? And you said, yes, but not my first album. I said, well, why? What is it called? You said, Love is Dead.
I was like, yeah, I don't know if I should come to your show. At least my album is kind of called Love is Dead. But you know what? I just think that it was such a necessary album for me to make, because that would have been the album that I would have bought when I was 16 years old and needed somebody to talk to me the most.
Hmm.
So I think that a lot of people can, you know, a lot of people are not very happy. You know, and these are the people that I really want to talk to. So I just wanted to show people that it was okay to be depressed, but you got to find solutions and ways to come out of it. But that it wasn't something abnormal, you know, that they weren't alone.
Curly, that is beautiful. And you are living your mission. You are being true to exactly what you're saying, because you're meeting people where they are.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but you know, I battle with it a lot, and I actually wanted to ask you what you thought about it. Like, how far would you compromise who you are to gain the platform that you need to speak to all human beings?
Hmm. And I take it that's what you're feeling right now.
Yeah, I battle with it a lot, because I know that I could give my label a big, big, flashy pop song that they could put all over the radio so the whole world would know who I am, and I could speak to everybody about what really matters.
Well, you know, Curly, this is something that you and I can talk about, I'm sure, for hours, and I'd love to spend time talking with you about this, because I have a lot of thoughts, but the first two that come to mind are these. It's no coincidence that we were talking about your parents and your family not accepting at first because they wanted the best for you.
Yeah.
And yet you still ended up achieving what you've achieved, and we know that you're getting ready to achieve so much more. So your parents, and you say you wouldn't have changed a thing, your parents were there to help you.
Yeah.
And they did help you, because you learned and you grew and you still achieved what you needed to achieve, and you're on your way. So perhaps as you are now a young adult, as you are a young singer still in the pop world, this record company could be like your parents, that wanting to protect you, wanting to be the as famous as you can be. And of course, you have dreams beyond just being a famous singer. You have a story to tell, you have love to share, and you encompass more than just a singer. But
I just want to inspire.
I'm sorry?
I just want to inspire.
Well, this is what I was just about to say, that your forum might be being created right now with the help of these people who you might think you're battling. And then you have your forum, and then you can go and inspire even more. But the second thing I was thinking is that you already are meeting people where they are. I know how hard it is to get a record out. I know how hard it is to get a song out that everybody agrees on, when there's so much money is being put into it and so many people have to sign off and lawyers, et cetera, et cetera. But you go and put out a song like Walking on Air and do a funky video like what you did, And yet, it's meeting people where they are. They feel funky. Sometimes they feel creepy. They think other people are creepy.
I fought so hard for this song and for these visuals and everything.
And you won.
I did.
You won. And this, the album came out, and now people all over the world are hearing and commenting and feeling. Like, I talked to somebody who said that she listens to your music to feel good. And this is out of an album called Love is Dead. So just imagine when you get to put out your next album, which I know will be even more positive, and then the ones that you'll be doing on your own in the future. So, Curly, you're in a beautiful place, and your heart is really beautiful. And all your fans know that. They wouldn't be following you otherwise. The fans that follow you are different than the fans that follow most big pop stars. And that's what really drew me to you, is they want to feel. They want to know.
They're amazing. I think that a lot of people in, like, on power positions really underestimate people's ability to feel and think.
Right.
And it makes me angry. You know, it's like, why don't you give people some credit? Everybody has a heart. Talk about things that matter. Why do we need to talk about things that don't matter in order to get people's attention?
Well, you know, Curly, much like our families, I don't know what specifically your family's issues were, but it might have been, oh, you're going to have to be do certain things to become famous that aren't right, and you're going to have money and do things like these, like other rich people that we know of, and that's not good. And so they didn't want that for you, but you knew that with fame, fortune, all the good things that will come to you, that you're going to be doing even more good. But from their frame of reference, they didn't know. So I'd like to think right now, instead of the record company as the bad guys or anybody else, lawyers, what have you, I'd like to think that maybe they don't know either, that you're going to be doing all kinds of amazing things, and they just don't see it, and they're just close-minded in what they think they need to do right now. But someday they'll see.
That's really true. And usually I'm not even battling with this, but I'm just in a strange place of, like, questioning what I do. Because I almost feel like, I think a lot of people right now feel like something in their life has ended, and then something is about to begin, but before something can begin, there's, like, this dark time, like creating the moon.
Right, and dark might be like you cannot see what it is.
Yeah,
it doesn't
see,
have
dark,
to be dark.
I have nothing against dark. It's very natural.
Okay.
As natural as light.
Well, you know, Curly, I earlier felt like I needed to read you what I read to you, and it sounded like you needed to hear it. Well, I feel like you might need to hear this song coming up, and I know I sure would love to hear it, as I'm sure your fans will too. So let's cue up Walking on Air from Love is Dead. Here's Curly. And you wrote these lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen.
Wait. Can we pop?
Yes.
Am I, like, super fucking up?
No, you're not. And no, I think he took us up here.
There's a little creepy house in a little creepy place. A little creepy town in a little creepy world. Little creepy girl with her little creepy face. Saying funny things that you have never heard. Do you know what it's all about? Are you brave enough to figure out? Know that you could set your world on fire.
pleasure it's here. We have the pleasure to be talking to the artist who wrote it, who sang it so beautifully, and now is sharing us her heart. Thank you, Curly.
Thank you, Filippo.
Did you feel it, breathe it, believe it?
I try to every day, yeah.
You know, everything we were talking about from the beginning of this interview, you say in this song, and you are meeting girls and boys and men and women where they are when they feel creepy, like in their little creepy house, and they know that there's...
And they're not quite, like, perfectly approved by the society and everybody else's standards, and everybody thinks they're weird. Then I just want them to know that when they really believe, and when we believe in something very much, we can pretty much do anything we want. Because none of this thing around us, this world is not real, you know. And we can just mold it the way we want it.
And you say, know that you can set your world on fire if you are strong enough to leave your doubts. Feel it, breathe it, believe it. Curly, you're saying everything you want to say. You are meeting people where they are and helping them.
I try that.
Well, you know, millions of fans would say that you have achieved that already. And so just like you say that the obstacles aren't real and it's not here. What did you say exactly? It's not a time for us to want the obstacles to disappear, but to completely
prove them accept. As the natural and beautiful part of our journey.
Oh, I like
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes, you know what, sometimes I just like, I see it as like going to school, you know, it's like, I hated math, but to, like, graduate, you got to kind of take the math, you know?
Right.
Just get done with it, you know?
Right, okay. So, but you also said something earlier that I think can come to play here. You say, you know, we can start work when we want and finish when we want and we can create. Why can't we just be happy? Well, maybe there's a game here that you're not enjoying, and maybe
right.
You're looking at it as an obstacle. But
exactly. Of course, it's all perception. Yes,
you're doing great.
Very good. I needed to hear this.
Well, I needed to talk to you. And,
and
you know, since this is not real, and we're just, you know, we're just one, I'm playing with your hair right now, just so you know.
Awesome. Awesome. I have some extra pink in for you.
Okay. Curly, you're in a beautiful place. Earlier you said, you know, I think I just effed up. And they heard it on the air. And you know what? you haven't. That's how beautiful you are, that you could do something amazing and just not even know it. So, you know, if that's what you need, stay that way because you're awesome.
No, I'm not always like this.
I know.
You know, I mean, everybody just sometimes likes to feel like a downer, right? And then you feel sorry for yourself for like 5 minutes, but then you snap out of it.
You sounded to me like you snapped out of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to now.
All right, well, we did it. We did it here on Life Changes.
You made my day. Life does change, see?
Did you just say I made your day?
You did.
You made mine, and I think we've made the day for so many people who enjoy you so much and those who enjoy me so much. And here they got us together. So, Curly, tell us where we can get more of you.
Well, you can go to my MySpace page. It's myspace.com/curlymusic, K-E-R-L-I music. Not curly like the curly hair. And yeah, stay tuned.
Well,
my MySpace page pretty much has everything. Well, yeah, but that is the website.
Okay.
Website is like old school, Filippo.
Oh!
Nobody has a website anymore. Now everybody's MySpace.
Oops. Okay, you got me. I effed up. Curly, it is always a pleasure. It's good to hear you giggle again. This is you.
fun. Great. I love it.
Stay you, be you, feel it, breathe it, believe it. I love you. Thank you for being with us on Life Changes with Filippo.
Thank you, Filippo.
Ciao, girly.
Ciao.
Wow. Another great interview, and I feel so inspired. There's so much beautiful stuff going on. And Curly, are you still with us?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I was supposed to, like, okay, leave. Okay, I'll leave.
Well, no, you can stay and listen. We've got some wonderful things coming on. Like, Stacey Hess, who is our publicist, and she's holding on the line. She has a luminary list of people that are doing amazing things out there. And,
oh, wow.
She always has a hard time trying to just pick one, but because there's just so many good things happening. Stacey, are you with us?
Hello. How are you guys?
We're great.
Excellent. So,
how are
know,
you?
I have to. Oh, I'm just dandy, thanks.
Of course.
In fact, I'm better than dandy. I think today perhaps I am ducky.
Ducky?
Ducky. Just ducky.
Okay, ducky it is.
A little bit better than dandy.
Okay.
So, you know, I had the privilege today, actually, of having a meeting with a couple of real-life luminaries, and I don't know if they were able to tune in tonight. I strongly suggested that they did, but if Michael and Jay are listening, hi to you guys, and thank you for a really amazing conversation and meeting this afternoon at Primo. It's kind of cool to sit at a place on the Sunset Strip and have a conversation with a couple of people who are really, really aware and awake. And so that was a really nice ending to my day. And, you know, we talk, Filippo, about famous luminaries a lot here, but I think it's important to mention kind of the everyday luminaries that we run into. And as you said, I can never narrow it down just to one. Once again, I have failed to narrow it down just to one.
Well, am I going to assume you're talking about, and can we say their last names? Is it Jay Frankenberger and
yeah.
Michael Pattison?
That's exactly who I'm talking about. Those wonderful men, right? They're fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah, they're amazing, actually. And they're both very,
we should
very
have them on the show, right? They're really doing some incredible work.
I know they are, and actually, yes, we need to talk to our producer, Jon Snow, about that and get at least Michael on for sure, and then at some point Jay as well. So tell us what it was that inspired you to put them on the list today.
Oh, well, we just had this meeting today to talk a little bit about this new project that they're working on that's really amazing, and I won't tell you about it because I think that would be stealing their thunder, but we just spent a little bit of time together talking about this really wonderful thing they're doing around culture and creativity, two of the most important things in the world and in life, and I was really inspired by them and honored to spend time with them. And, you know, at the end of the meeting, Jay asked me what it was I was here to do in this lifetime, and that's a big question, you know. So I thought about it for about half a second because I know what I'm here to do, and what I'm here to do and what I try to do every day in my work life with Positive PR, and I'm lucky, right, to be able to do this in my work life. But I'm here to help shine a light publicly on those points of light or those stars that are in our society. There are lots of points of light kind of spread out around our world, and I think it's important to shine a light on them publicly and bring them into the forefront, because the more that we come together that way, the brighter we'll all shine together. And I think that's important. So part of my job here in this lifetime is to do that. And the luminary list is a really great way to do it.
Well, that's great. And too bad you can't tell us what it was that they're talking about. But I know that they've got some great projects. As soon as you mention those two names together, there are a lot of projects there. So I hope they're listening in.
Yeah, no, I hope they're listening. They're brilliant, brilliant men. And they actually made me think of, and I'm going to I'm just, you know, going crazy with luminaries tonight and probably overstepping my time boundaries, but...
Yes, we got to go by.
So, anyway,
No, I'm just kidding. Go on.
So, you know, they actually made me think of another really bright point of light in our world, and that's a guy by the name of Sir Ken Robinson. And he spoke at the TED conference this year, and a friend of mine named Justin actually turned me on to him. And if you go to YouTube and Google, go to YouTube and search Sir Ken Robinson and TED, his video will pop up, his talk from the TED conference this year. And he's an educator by trade, but he talks a lot about how society and our educational system in Pacific kills creativity. And he says this amazing thing, which I think we all need to keep in mind, which is, and I'm paraphrasing because he's far more eloquent than I, but he says that if we're afraid to fail, we'll never have an original thought. And, you know, I think that's a really important thing to remember, because original thought is what makes this world go round. So there's my third luminary, and I haven't even gotten to my real luminary, Filippo.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to get there now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So Denzel Washington, who is a fabulous actor and a handsome fellow. Denzel, if you're listening, you're very handsome. And he's probably not single, but, you know, whatever. I'm single, though, so if he is, you know, call up Filippo. He'll connect us. Anyway.
No, actually, they can go to our website at www.lifechangeswithfilippo.com, and they can go find out about us, and there you are, Stacey, and they can connect to you directly.
I know. I'm shamelessly promoting myself. Anyway, so back to Denzel. You know, there's this cool story that's being passed around the Internet about him, and it took place a little over a month ago at the Brooke Army Medical Center in Texas. And that's a place where American soldiers who have been evacuated from Germany, where they often go after they've been injured in Afghanistan and Iraq, come back to be hospitalized in the U.S., and many of them are burn victims. So as you can imagine, this is a really traumatic experience for them and for their families. And there are some buildings there called the Fisher Houses, and they're hotels, basically, where the families of these men and women who have been injured overseas can stay for little or no charge, and they're full all the time. So Denzel Washington was there visiting, as I said, about a month and a half ago or so, and as he was getting a tour of one of these picture houses, he asked how much it would cost to build one of them. And when the person giving him the tour answered, he pulled his checkbook out and he wrote a check for that exact amount on the spot, and handed it to them.
Nice.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Nice.
Yeah, and so Denzel definitely belongs on our luminary list, I think.
Nice. I like that. So, well, along with everybody else.
Along with everybody else, I know. Yesterday I was telling you, oh, no, I only have one, and look, I turned out having four. They're like gremlins, you know, that movie where they add water and they, like, expand and they grow and they pop out of each other? You know, they all went in the pool, and pretty soon the pool was full of those cute little furry creatures.
You are so funny. You are so funny, oh, yeah. And you are so illuminating. Thank you for illuminating us with your luminary list. And
can I make one last shameless plug for the luminary list? We're going to be putting it online where everybody can go and look at our luminaries every week. And we're going to put a little link out there where all of our listeners can email with suggestions for luminaries. So we want audience participation. It's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, only you don't throw toast.
Great, like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And that's at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. And Filippo is Filippo. And Stacey is Stacy. Her telephone number is...
hey.
Okay. Stacy, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. And last night we had... Oh, I already said that. We went to the movie last night, so that was a lot of fun. So, good spending time with you. You did a great job.
All right. Bye.
Ciao. Oh, that's so funny. So we move from Stacy to our cosmic advisor, Dorothy Donahue, who is holding online to give us some wonderful advice, I'm sure, as she always has. Dorothy, are you there with us?
I sure am.
Okay, a little louder, and we gotcha.
Okay. First, I want to thank Curly for sharing her brilliance, her work, her heart and her inner beauty with our audience and with us. Curly, we're so blessed to have you in our lives, and I look forward to you coming and hanging out with me like we've talked about. And now I have a question for our audience. How many of you, like Curly, feel that you are destined to be a part of something wonderful, something so big that it boggles the mind? Well, this is because each of you are destined for greatness. You're destined to be a part of this awesome planetary shift of human consciousness. However, the question is this: which of you will make it? Which ones of you are actually going to manifest your destiny? The answer is simple. You are in charge of this thing called your life. And destiny is a very interesting thing. Wikipedia describes it this way. In the past, destiny referred exclusively to a predetermined course of events. It was therefore conceived of as a predetermined future, whether in general or of an individual. It was a concept based on the belief that there is a fixed natural order to the universe. In modern philosophy, such concept has become inadequate because from Nietzsche and later Heidegger, the meaning of the term destiny enters a new sense as voluntary acceptance, choice of my own course of life. Human beings have been given the gift of free will. Therefore, as the children of God that you all are, you're destined for fame, fortune, and eternal bliss. However, it doesn't mean you're going to manifest your destiny if you continue to make less than elegant choices. Before you can manifest your destiny, you must have some kind of an idea as to what you're destined for. Time is speeding up, and we must realize and wake up to who we are and what we've come to do, because our destiny is bound up with the destiny of every other human being. If you need help with discovering your true purpose and you're part of the divine plan, then please give me a call or email me, and I'll help you with this. For contact information, go to www.lifechangeswithfilippo.com, and you'll find me if you click on to About Us in the navigation bar. Once you have determined what you are here to do, then the next step is manifestation. And the manifestation process is truly simple, but simple doesn't always mean easy. We human beings have a tendency to complicate things. There have been countless books published and documentaries filmed about manifestation. Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich in 1937. And Louise Hay wrote, You Can Heal Your Life in 1984. There was a little film released in 2004 titled What the Bleep Do We Know that showed us how we manifest our reality. And then there was The Secret, which everyone has heard of, and it was released in 2006. Each of these books and movies and countless others that I don't have time to mention are all about the law of attraction, which is also known as the golden rule, what goes around, comes around, karma. These are all the same thing. There have been whole industries created around this secret, and almost everyone in the movie has been on one talk show or another telling us the same thing over and over. Because of this, more and more people are beginning to understand this absolute truth. Tomorrow is what we believe, think, say, and do today. It is truly this simple. We're constantly manifesting. Every thought we think, every word we speak, and every action we take determines our tomorrows. However, most of us have been manifesting in a very unconscious manner. Please take control of your lives by taking control of your thoughts. And also remember that manifestation of our highest and best good, our part of the divine plan, takes commitment. Here's what the German philosopher Goethe had to say about manifesting. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative in creation, there is one elementary truth. that ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. And that is this, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can think of or dream, you can do it. Begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. Therefore, please remember this, and please remember that as the divine children of God that we are the ones responsible for our successes and our failures. From this moment on, pain and suffering are truly optional if you're willing to work with universal law and are willing to become very conscious co-creators of this thing called your life on earth. Destiny is truly voluntary acceptance, a choice of our own course of life. I urge you all to take the clue from Curly's song, The Creationist, in which she sings these words. You're no better or no worse than the others. We're all the same. Life is just a moment. You might as well enjoy this day. It's time to start believing that everything we want is on its way, and life is my creation, is my best friend. It truly will be a wonderful world indeed when we all begin to remember and act from the truth that we are the power in our world. Until next week, please choose to love yourself enough to make very conscious and elegant choices. And please know that you are loved, you are lovable, and you are loved. Thank you for listening.
Wow, Dorothy, thank you so much. And you quoted all these great philosophers, and you quoted Curly, of which she is right up there with them. Those words are absolutely powerful, and we heard words from Walking on Air, and now Dorothy quoted words from The Creationist, and then we heard words from her blog, and then right out of her mouth as well and during the interview. It's been a really special night, and Dorothy, you always give us so many great words of wisdom yourself, so this is powerful. There's so much here. So anybody who wants to hear this again, do go to our website at www.lifechangeswithfilippo.com, all one word. And Filippo is spelled F like Frank, I, L like Larry, I, P like Paul again, and the letter O. And there you can hear all of our shows from our very first funny one with all the producers together having a great time. Curly, are you still with us by any chance? She had to go. Okay. Well, because there were two shout-outs, we got so much email and stuff from so many of her fans just sending so much love. And there was, let me see if I can even get her whole name in there. Curly, if you're still listening to the show, Kelsey Renee Mary Lou Dickerson in Salt Lake City, Utah, was hoping she'd get a shout-out from you, as was Jessica Mauro in Sicily and many, many other beautiful people that have grown so much, I'm sure, listening to your music. Well, that is our show for today. I'd like to thank Curly once again for being so open-hearted and vulnerable and showing herself to us in all her beautiful light, even in her vulnerability. Because, you know, she could have chosen not to do the show in the state that she was feeling, but she chose instead to show up. She showed up, and we all got so much from it because she did. And that's even more beautiful than if we had just had an interview of her when she was 100% here. And frankly, technically, she was. She was even more than 100% here. She was so connected. It was such a beautiful thing. So thank you, Curly. And next week, another beautiful thing, we've got Kevin Vickery on the show, and he's co-producer of the movie Fuel. And in that movie, so many beautiful things happen as well, as we start to see all the changes that can happen regarding our fuel So you, that the movie's actually not coming out until August, but you'll get a preview of what is in the movie by hearing what Kevin has to say. So tune in with us next week. So remember to keep the conversation going, of course, by visiting our website, but you can also join us on Facebook and become our fan on Life Changes with Filippo. Of course, you can be a fan of me directly or a friend or of Dorothy's or of a friend of Dorothy's and or of Stacy's or John or any of our producers. We're all on Facebook and we'd all love to hear from you. And of course, we want to thank our sponsor, IonWays Water Systems. Change your water, change your life. So visit our website to learn more about them. Again, it's www.lifechangeswithfilippo. So with that, I am Filippo Voltaggio, along with our segment hosts, Dorothy Lee and Stacy Hess, and all our producers, Mark Skelton, John Snow, and Mark Leger. We'd like to thank you for joining us in being the change we all wish to see in the world.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here every Monday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we graciously embrace the only constant, life changes.
Life is no mystery if you only let it be. You can do magic if you just believe. If you only let it be, you can do magic if you